Well, it's been a tough year. We know it's been a tough year, but I don't think it's been tougher on anybody than for people named Karen.
Yes.
Now, Hillary, you and I have a mutual friend, a wonderful woman of God, a sister of Christ, yes. Karen Hebert.
Yes, she is
She's
lovely
fantastic.
Woman. Yes, and so involved in the community. She is truly someone making the world a better place.
And we've talked about possibly getting her on to represent Karens everywhere. Here's a couple
Karen, if you're listening, surprise,
yes.
We've been talking about you.
723-2555, the line is open.
All good things.
Now, first of all, this was a couple of days ago. It looks like fewer babies being named Karen. The Social Security Administration, maybe we should just explain for those who might not know.
Yeah. Karen is a term that has become kind of a negative term describing like entitled white women who think they can own the world.
So it's kind of like a social media meme.
Yes.
And it's kind of like that thing. It's like, oh, she always asks for the manager in a retail setting, you know, things like that.
So it's fallen on, why Karen? Why did it fall?
I have no idea.
Like who copped that phrase?
Yeah. I have no idea.
So people are not naming their daughters Karen anymore. Karen plunged to 660th place last year. In terms of popular baby names, the lowest since 1930, in 90 years. By comparison, in 1965, the year after I was born, it ranked third.
Wow.
Yeah, from third to 660.
Wow.
The name has been trending in recent months, we know. Okay, now Karen Halloween masks selling for $180 on Etsy, and it's not
complimentary. Nice. No,
it's not complimentary. Do I describe this?
No.
Who pays $180?
Yeah, there is that, isn't it? Yeah, they made her look really nasty, okay?
Spend it on candy.
Yeah. Amen. Chocolate. Yes. Gourmet chocolate.
Indeed. The mask has bulging eyes and sores, and that's just getting started.
Oh, come on now.
Not okay.
Rotting teeth and lots of blonde hair.
Not okay.
So, again,
speaking for the blondes as well as the Karens,
so,
I feel personally attacked.
We've got the idea to reach out to our friend Karen, and eventually to have a We Love Karen day.
Yes.
Karen for Karens.
Yes. Caring for Karens.
Caring
yes.
for Karens.
And we've got an ad running regarding CareNet.
Indeed, yes, which I don't have. Right now, you will
pregnancy care center walk-in Ladysmith that's still on the schedule.
My there children mock me and tell me that I'm the ultimate Karen, and I'm like, "What?" They're like, "Because mom, you don't just contact the school board; you like got on the school board." I'm like,
yeah.
"So what?"
Yeah.
I rarely ask to speak to a manager, and when I do, I'm very nice about it.
Don't ask to speak to ours; we're doing great. Well. I think we were talking off the air a little bit about the fact that Hillary's family is a little bit more in tune with do it yourself and maybe the male half of the Roth
union. It's definitely my husband who leads it. And what's so cute is I'm like, I'm going to take this on. I'm going to learn how to do it. I'm going to YouTube it. I'm going to do it. And he'll let me get about 10 seconds in and he'll be like, let me help you.
Mm.
And part of me feels really badly about that because I don't want to like continually drag him into my project. But the other part of me is so grateful because he does it so well.
Uh-huh.
So this winter, I'm going to take the mantle off of our fireplace downstairs and I'm going to put a new mantle on or tile or something. But I'm going to redo the family room and I'm going to redo the fireplace. So I'm going to do it all by myself.
I'm going to clutch my man card tight to my chest right now, and please don't take it away from me, but I have purchased more tools for my wife than I have for myself.
Oh, yeah.
That's
because
okay.
She likes, you know, different woodworking things. She made with some gorgeous cedar, made like an outdoor raised garden bed.
Nice.
And it was beautifully done. And I wouldn't even want to.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even want to open the box on a project like that. So.
Yeah, I think it's all one of those. Probably my wife, too, is better with them. I mean, in terms of the in-house maintenance repairs. And it's like some kind of connection in terms of like acquiring those skills. It didn't happen when I was younger. It didn't happen in my 20s. And it's not happening now.
I used to be able to do a little bit on my car. I mean, changing oil and things like that, too. But I did once change a solenoid. Change out the starter on my car, and there was a bunch of, like, it was my old 1996 Dodge Intrepid. There was a bunch of rust underneath there, and I wasn't wearing any sort of eye protection.
Oh, that's
the
problem.
And so, yeah, I got rust, like, dropped into my eye.
Did you have to go have it drilled out?
No, thankfully, I was able to, to wink and blink it out. But,
you're very lucky.
I was. DIY jobs we are most scared of doing from a recent survey. Let's see if any of us would be brave enough to take these on. Plastering a wall.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Mark?
Maybe with friends.
I think fixing a leaky toilet.
I think I've changed a wax ring before.
You
so
told me about
sure
that too, and I was afraid to do that myself after watching, after like finding WikiHow or whatever on how to do it. I was like, No, I don't want to do it. So I paid somebody.
I think it would be like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Phone a friend.
Nice.
Okay, tiling a bathroom?
I've thought of trying it, but I haven't. But I might tile my... It depends on what I decide to do. I might tile around my fireplace, yeah.
Okay.
It's not on my immediate list.
Installing carpets.
I've helped with that.
I've pulled out like the little staples from carpet
before. Pull up before.
Yeah, could do that. Replacing a faucet. My wife has done that. I have
I
not.
Do that.
I've done some plumbing work on the kitchen sink at a prior house, and it's enough to teach you to hope there's not future plumbing problems.
See, cleaning the gutter. I have done that.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah, plenty of times.
One more. Wall mounting a TV.
I've never done that because we've never Walmart mounted our TVs.
We did Walmart. But I don't think I was involved in the process. So.
you go. You know what? We're good at some things.
Thank you for my father-in-law. He's really good at that stuff. So when he comes over,
it's
great.
Got sometimes we just say, you know what? I need a little help. Mm-hmm. We all can help one another.
It sure does.
Such an interesting day today. We can celebrate so many things. It is Get Ready Day. I don't even know what that means. What am I getting ready for? I mean, it's like apocalyptic 2020. What more can I get ready
for?
We'll
have to research it. But,
yeah. PatriotSupply.com. Not a sponsor.
Not really.
Yet.
It is also 8-track tape day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those.
Yeah. I mean, it's old school. I never really owned any myself. I know, like, my dad had some.
Yeah.
And so
too.
That kind of was preceded the cassette.
Yeah, it did. Big, chunky 8-tracks.
Uh-huh. Let's see what other special days we have today. It is Linguine Day.
Mm, uh-huh. Delicious. Make a hat day, because who doesn't want to make a hat?
I think of the Dr. Seuss book, Bartholomew Cubbins.
Yeah.
That's a big, long read, but Bartholomew, he just had hats, endless number.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, also, I think our personal favorite.
Double Cheeseburger Day.
Love me some cheeseburgers.
So does Mr. Lunt.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, it turns out, you know, you got the regular cheeseburger, mm-hmm. but it was 1937. Robert Wyand created his signature two-story cheeseburger at a five-stool lunch counter in Glendale, California.
Huh.
And along with it gave birth to a new roadside icon. Yes, Bob's Pantry in that same city would later become known as the restaurant chain known as Big Boy.
Yeah. Okay. I remember those from Ohio.
Yeah, there you go. They had them. They did have some in Wisconsin, the Big Boy restaurants. And so the question for you this morning, I guess I already tipped your hand, but of the big three, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King, who's got more calories on their double cheeseburger?
I would have ruled out Burger King because they're flame broiled. So I feel like flame broiling is going to have
the fewest of the three.
Sure.
I would have said that. Okay. Oh, I can afford 370 calories.
The
maybe.
Most is... McDonald's McDouble has 440.
Ooh.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
So delicious. Love cheeseburgers.
Enjoy. Is it Cheeseburger Day? I forgot already.
It
National
is.
Cheeseburger. National Double Cheeseburger
Double Cheeseburger Day.
Yes.
All right.
It's double the fun of Cheeseburger Day.
Hopefully we can all agree on that it is worth celebrating.
It's nice at night before bed to do some soothing, relaxing activity, perhaps drink a warm beverage to soothe your mind, a little chamomile tea.
I've never done the warm milk thing.
Don't do cold milk. Why would I do warm milk?
I love cold milk.
But you love creamer, though.
Only in coffee.
Right.
So get this. Pepsi is launching a drink to aid sleep as consumers struggle with stress. I found this very interesting. It's called Driftwell, and it's in blackberry lavender flavor with other natural flavors. Doesn't that sound soothing?
So while their other drinks, their most popular drinks like Pepsi and Mountain Dew, keep you awake with high amounts of caffeine.
I don't think this one has caffeine.
No.
That's very nice. This enhanced water drink contains 200 milligrams of L-theanine, which is an amino acid that's found in green and black teas and some mushrooms. I had no idea. A few studies have suggested that the ingredient can improve sleep quality and can help reduce the physical symptoms of stress.
Because of your medical background, when it comes to impronounceable words, you're sometimes very good. And I think a big broadcast theory has basically come up to it. if you just say it like you know it.
Just power through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea how to say that. I just faked it.
It's kind of like when you're at a concert. If you have the lanyard, you can just, as long as you walk purposefully, you can get pretty much wherever you need to go.
In Liberia, you go over certain bridges in the vehicle, and it's just like, I mean, these are put together usually with logs or
ramshackled.
Yeah, right. And it's kind of like the theory is just like, just don't doubt. You just go.
And don't slow down.
Right.
So apparently it also contains 10% of the recommended daily dose of magnesium, and it comes in a 7.5-ounce mini can in that blackberry lavender flavor.
And costs $7.
Pepsi says that that's the perfect size for hydrating before bedtime without requiring another trip to the restroom.
That's a key. I mean,
right?
I'll tell you,
very thoughtful,
you
really.
Get with the different challenges.
Oh, yeah.
50s here. I mean, I'm like, is that too much water? Oh,
yeah. Apparently, 7.5 ounces is the cutoff. Mm-hmm. Science.
Okay,
I have no idea how
Thank
they came
you,
up with that, but that's what they're saying. So,
the term you need to cut him off can have different
apparently,
intentions. Than
well, I mean, we take
people.
The dog's water away at one point in the evening.
I
so,
know.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. So, there it is.
What's it called?
It is called Driftwell.
Driftwell.
It just sounds so soothing. Going to have some drift.
That music sounded like a soap opera.
Well, that's how you get to sleep, but we are the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.